This is Counting Up, a reflection on Shavuot. I am Rabbi Ethan Tucker with Machon Hadar. In my house, the days of the Omer are some of the most exciting and neurotic of the year. Three children, the youngest of them 5 years old, and two adults, nervously check and remember each night to tick off another day. This year, so far, so good. It's an intense and dramatic mitzvah, forcing the audible marking of time on a daily basis. Not just the mental reckoning of time, the counting of the Omer is a ritual act, preceded with a blessing and given deep ritual significance. The origins of this practice go back to the Torah and the earliest rabbinic interpretation of it. In Vayikra 23, we read, "Usfartem lachem imachorat ha-shabbat, miyom haviachem et Omer ha-tenufa, Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot Tihiena. Ad Mimachorat HaShabbat HaShvi'it Tisperu Chamishim Yom. V'ikravtem Mincha Chadasha L'Adonai." That's Leviticus chapter 23, verses 15 through 16. "You shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the Sabbath, from the day when you bring the sheaf, Omer, of waving. They shall be 7 complete weeks. Until the morrow of the 7th week, you shall count 50 days, and you shall offer an offering of the new grain to the Lord." The timing here takes us from the morrow of the Sabbath, understood rabbinically to be the day following the first day of Pesach, which is a day of rest and a Sabbath, into 7 full weeks of counting. The Sifra, an early Mishnaic era midrash on Vayikra, the book of Leviticus, emphasizes that this count is to be done by individuals. "Usfartem lachem, kol echad ve'echad. You shall count for yourselves, each and every person." The Sifra here seems to pick up on the plural form of the words usfartem, lachem. You shall count, in the plural, for yourselves. Why doesn't the Torah use a singular form, such as v'safarta, lecha? You shall count, as an individual, for yourself, which would indicate that some general national counting is required. The Sifra states that the use of the plural here indicates that this is not merely a communal marking of time, but rather something each person must mark individually. This is our source for regarding this mitzvah as something that each and every person must do. Now, the age-old assumption and practice has been that this counting is articulated, done out loud as a speech mitzvah, and that it is preceded by a blessing to boot. The excitement in my own home is around this public act of blessing and recitation, which lies at the heart of this practice. Why? Does anything in the Torah or the Sifra suggest that anything more than mental record keeping is required? And if not, why did the practice of counting aloud develop in the first place? These questions are made even sharper when we consider that there are other instances of normative counting in the Torah that do not seem to have been understood as speech acts. Specifically, when Vayikra 15 describes the purification periods for a zav and a zava, a man or woman who have experienced unusual and pathological discharges from their bodies, it uses the language of visafarlo and visafrala. He or she shall count for him or herself, to describe the mandatory waiting period of 7 days after the cessation of the discharge before beginning purification. There's no indication that this counting of each of the 7 discharge-free days must be pronounced in an audible fashion, much less done with a blessing. Indeed, the Sifra glosses both of those verses by saying le'atzmo, for himself, and le'atzma, for herself, perhaps indicating that this counting is specifically done privately, as opposed to the counting of the Omer, which is done aloud. Is there any way to justify our different treatment of such similar formulations? Usfartem lachem, you shall count audibly, as opposed to visafar lo, he shall count mentally and privately? This troubled medieval and modern authorities. The Tosafot, the great interpreters of the Talmud, 12th and 13th century France, take our practice of counting the Omer aloud for granted. And in light of that, they ask, why don't we require the same of the Zava? Does not the Torah speak of these mitzvot with the same language? We can ask an even more basic question. Why do we count the Omer aloud with a blessing, especially since the comparison to the Zava would seem to lead us in the opposite direction? Where does that notion come from? The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin of 19th century Lithuania, attempts to answer this question by paying close attention to the biblical text. He notes that the passages discussing the counting of the Omer are doubled. Usfartem lachem mimachorat haShabbat, sheva Shabbatot mimot yena, ad mimachorat haShabbat haShvi'it, tisperu chamishim yom. So in Leviticus, you shall count for yourselves from the morrow of the Sabbath, they shall be 7 complete weeks, until the morrow of the 7th week you shall count 50 days. And in Deuteronomy, shiva Shavuot tispor lach, mehachel chermesh bakama, tachel lispor shiva Shavuot, 7 weeks count for yourself, from when the scythe hits the standing grain, begin to count 7 weeks. The Netziv suggests that when the Torah speaks of counting, it generally refers to keeping track of time on a mental plane. And that's why the cases of Zav and Zava do not require any articulation of the time past. The case of the Omer would have been similar had the Torah not doubled the verb of counting in that context. This doubling transforms the mental count into a verbal one, both in terms of counting days and in terms of counting weeks. The Netziv thus provides us with an anchor in the biblical text for what makes the counting of the Omer different from the counting of the Zav and the Zava. But we can push even farther. Even if we posit the correctness of his textual analysis, why does the Torah choose to express these mitzvot in this way? Given that there are other instances where the Torah does not double its language around counting, why does the Torah double its language of counting around the Omer, thus resulting in an audible count? The Netziv may have given us a textual anchor, but what is the value that stands behind the literary feature he has pointed us to? I'd like to suggest that the answer can be found by thinking about 2 different kinds of counting. There are times when we count to get away from something. We might be counting the number of years we have been sober, or the number of years since we escaped a country where we were oppressed. Such counting is about leaving something behind. This is the counting of the Zav and the Zava. Their counting is nothing more than making sure that a pathological state in their bodies has ended, so that full life can begin again. Such counting, even though it may be critical and spiritually meaningful, fundamentally looks backwards and expresses gratitude for escaping illness or oppression. By contrast, there are times when we count towards a destination. In our general culture, these are often countdowns to a top song, to the new year, or to the end of a process. We face forward in these counts with tremendous anticipation of what awaits at the end. Counting the Omer is this sort of count, but it is a count up. We are heading towards Shavuot, towards the giving of the Torah, towards our first real opportunity to do something meaningful with the freedom we were granted on Pesach. This sort of counting is about seeking blessing, and as such, the Torah indicates through its doubled language that we must do it aloud with the language of blessing. And that's why counting the Omer is so exciting. We are leaving nothing behind. It is all anticipation, ending one day before Shavuot when the preparation has reached its peak. It is a reminder of what true blessing looks like, the opportunity to look forward to things in life and to plan how we will use our energy and passion to make the most of the gifts we have been given. May our countings always be for and with a blessing. Chag Sameach.